Meanwhile, more today on the results of a unique soil health study here in the Central Valley, which is now available to all growers to read about. The five-point study was carried out over a period of 2 decades. UC Cooperative Extension Specialist Jeff Mitchell tells us more about this study, which was published in the quarterly UC Journal, California Agriculture.
Well, the goals originally for this research started way back at the turn of the century, right? And at that time, Don, one of the issues that farmers were facing was dust, air quality. And there were, you know, a lot of efforts by the Air Resources Board and at that time to try to address that concern about particulate matter and dust. The early research showed that, yes, if you obviously reduce tillage, you reduce the generation of dust by a huge amount, 80-85% there, if you go to use these kind of techniques there based on compared to standard techniques. But after a while, we moved on from the dust work, that early work, and we started looking more at soil. So it was a combination of, shall I say, system attributes that may be, in the long run, attractive, desirable, or beneficial to farmers, can if they are able to negotiate the learning curve risks that are certainly present in the systems that we've been talking about, the no-till particularly. So I guess what our work was trying to do was evaluate the potential of these known, well-established principles for managing soils, reducing disturbance, keeping the soil covered, adding organic matter in the form of cover crops, and to see if they could be adapted, those principles could be adapted to California annual crops. And that was the overall goal there. I think what we have shown now, after a great deal of trial and error and early failure, is yes, on two fronts. You can improve the soil. You can improve the structure of the soil, the way the soil holds together. You can improve the way that water enters the soil and the amount of water that stays in the soil and doesn't evaporate from soil evaporation or from runoff to low spots in the field there. You can also maintain the economics if you're successful in getting the crop established. And so it's the combination of several multiple benefits that might become attractive. But again, the learning curve issues have to be negotiated, and there are now private sector support companies that are out there working with farmers hand in hand to help them to learn some of the next steps in their production practices.
Again, that's UC Cooperative Extension Specialist Jeff Mitchell.